Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Reject the Injury. Remember, it is not enough to be hit or insulted to be harmed. You must believe that you are being harmed. If someone succeeds in provoking you, realize that your mind is complicit in the provocation, which is why it is essential that we not respond impulsively to impressions. Take a moment before reacting, and you will find it easier to maintain control. Epictetus. One of the ideas that the Stoics strongly hold is that no one can make us feel anything without our permission. And what do I mean by that? If someone is rude to us, shouldn't we feel offended? If someone is mean, shouldn't we feel hurt? If someone gossips about us, shouldn't we feel indignant? Sure, we can go right ahead and feel whatever we want, but we need to remember that it's our choice to feel that way. And how is it our choice? I mean, they're the ones who did these things, right? It's our choice because we're the ones that give meaning to the other person's words or actions. It's the way that we think about what they did or said that causes these emotions. Have you ever been around somebody that is easily offended? They look for slights or ulterior motives in everything other people do? Because they are expecting others to do things that are rude or offensive, even the smallest things feed into their idea of the fact that someone is out to get them. And on the flip side, have you ever been around somebody that is patient and calm and always assumes the best motives of others, or failing good motives, that the other person is simply ignorant? People like this choose to see the exact same words and actions from others from a completely different perspective, and by giving people the benefit of the doubt, they are not easily offended, or not offended at all. By rejecting the idea that they somehow suffered by the words of others, they are acknowledging that the words of others only hold as much power over them as they let them. They decided they weren't hurt by those words, and therefore they weren't. So why do we take offense at what others say? And why do we get so bent out of shape at what others do? And as a side note, I think it's interesting that the term is take offense, as if it's something that we reach out and grab ourselves. I think the reason we take offense is because we have expectations of how we think someone else should act. And when they don't act the way that we think they should, we get frustrated because we aren't able to control the outcome. Our egos don't like it. Remember, you always have the choice to decide that you have been injured. And as Marcus Aurelius says, reject your sense of injury and the injury itself disappears. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter or contribute to our Patreon account at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Also, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or Google Play or Radio Public, I would really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.